Good evening, everyone. Last week, at the end of the week, Thursday night, we introduced the topic of forbidden reading material on Shabbos. We introduced the topic, the idea that there are restrictions on what we are allowed to read on Shabbos. So I would like to elaborate on that topic, go a little bit more into it. And I do want to introduce it or reintroduce it by saying that it's actually a very detailed topic with a lot of twists and turns within the halacha, as many areas of Shabbos are. But it's what's interesting, what I find particularly interesting, is it's not one of the malachos of Shabbos. It's not one of the 39 malachos. It's gzeira d'rabbanan. Or it's perhaps a combination of a couple of gzeiros d'rabbanan, but there seem to be many many levels, many many different aspects of the din, and cases that are okay, cases that are not okay, as far as, and different types as far as there are in many areas. But what I'm saying is that we will try, Bez Hashem, to present as much as we can a clear presentation of what is okay and what is not okay, with making you aware that, like in every area, there may be other opinions, or not just the question of other opinions, but there may be certain cases where something will depend on the level of need, or where certain svaras, certain possible kulas, which will apply in certain cases, won't apply in other cases. Or sometimes if there's a combination of two or three kulas, that might make something mutter, which otherwise we would consider usser. So, okay. So let's not try to be overcomplicated before we even begin talking about it. So, okay. So Chazal made a gzera against a certain reading material. And there's a number of aspects to it. Firstly, the first thing that's usur is what's called shtarei hedyotos, actual shtarei hedyotos. Now, that exactly what that encompasses, what that includes under the act, what's considered the level itself of shtarei hedyotos is a question of various shitas. But certainly, it includes any types of business papers. A shtar, as we know, is a contract. A monetary contract between one person and another, that's a shtar. And hedyotos just means, you know, simple, plain ones that you might find around in someone's house. So certainly, for example, let's say you have the lease, you rent an apartment, whether you are the tenant or you're the landlord, but you're on one end of a lease and you have that paper in your house, you're certainly not allowed to read that on Shabbos. That's a prime example of shtari hedyotos. Anything which is a paper that involves mekach umemkar, it involves business dealings, business matters, is the high level, is the first level of this gzeira of actual shtarei hedyotos. Now, so that includes business advertisements. Like last week, we touched on the idea of newspapers and magazines, etc. But what I didn't mention, and it was brought to my attention afterwards by my daughter and maybe others, that I didn't emphasize or perhaps possibly even mention that even if there is a justification perhaps to read certain elements, certain aspects of or certain certain parts of a magazine, especially if it's a Jewish magazine which has parts which are actually Divrei Torah, but the advertisements are definitely not okay. Now, that means to say, certainly an advertisement which could be relevant to you. If they're advertising a food product which you actually might be interested in trying or in buying, or certainly if it's a local store, let's say you're reading a local type of Torah publication put out by your community, and there are some advertisements in it, and the local store is advertising the sales that they're going to be having the upcoming week, that's for sure something that would be a real question of shtari hedyotos, because a person can certainly have an interest in this product or that product. Or if but it's not limited to that. The same thing would be true any other advertisement which you have some connection to, or some you something that you would you have an interest in, and you might actually manage to patronize the advertiser. All right, my wife's saying if there's an advertisement for Art Scroll books, and it's the list of whatever it is, and showing you their latest publications and whatever it may be. So now, also the Poskim, the contemporary Poskim discussed. Let's say you even have just like a Torah paper, I'll call it an alone, you know, a weekly Torah sheet that's put out by this group or that group or this total or that total, which are very common, we know. And some of them have on them on the bottom, just have a list of sponsors. And but rather than having just like the person's name or something, say it'll list you know the RXY group. I don't know what that is. I just made that up. But or you know this Joe's law firm, or Steve's pizza shop. But you know it'll list different establishments or businesses, and it's listing them. It might not even give any specifics of what they have to offer you, but they're listed as a business, because the business is helping support the publication of this particular Torah sheet, and as a result, or as a payoff, they're getting that degree of advertising by having their business name listed. So many poskim say you're not allowed to even read that on Shabbos. Although, if there would just be a list saying we would like to thank the following sponsors, and it would say Mr. So and so, or Rabbi so and so, or Doctor so and so, that you would be allowed to read, even though it's not the Torah itself, you're allowed to read a list of people that sponsor a mitzvah or a Torah publication, but or the same thing in a sefer. This is a dedication in a sefer. Saying we the safe is sponsored by the so and so family in memory of whoever it is, you're allowed to read that on Shabbos, because it's like mefarsimim osei mitzvah. You're allowed to read that, but you're not allowed to read the name of their business, the name of their the name of their store. Now, so getting back to the ads, so as I said, an ad that's no gay or you that's pertinent to you is definitely usher. An ad that's not no gay or you, an ad that's you have no shaychus to, they're advertising a cruise or a Pesach program in Honolulu or whatever it may be, which it's the you would never even dream. You don't even have any desire to go on such a thing. You know, you would never dream of going such a thing. And so an ad like that is not considered shtari hadyotos, on the top level, but that doesn't mean it's mutter automatically. It still falls into the next category of things, which are, it's not better than reading a novel or reading an article in a newspaper, which is otu, which is because of shtari yotos. So it's still usher typically, but there may be, perhaps we'll see at some point, some differences in the level of the isser. Now, what's also important to point out now is, as a general rule, when it comes to this parsha, this sugya, this topic of not reading certain things on Shabbos, the isser is to actually read them, meaning to intentionally read them. If your eyes happen upon something and you just read it, because it's like thrust in front of you, you didn't do an isser. For example, let's give two examples. One thing, a bulletin board. You're in shul, in the hallway of the shul, and there's a bulletin board there which people put up various notices during the week. And nobody went through the Erev Shabbos to take down those which are not really appropriate for Shabbos. So there are things there which are very pertinent, like the local pizza shop is saying that Sunday night they have 15% off between the hours of whatever and whatever. And that could be quite relevant to you, and you definitely would not be allowed to read that. But there's also things on that bulletin board which you are allowed to read. There might be a invitation there for a kiddush that's happening that Shabbos, especially if it's that Shabbos. Probably even if it's not, you'd be allowed to read it. But certainly if it's that Shabbos, and you want to know, where is he making the kiddush? What's the address of the, they're making the kiddush at their house. What's their address? or what time is the Kiddush called for, things like that. You're allowed to read those. So, and there are many, there could be other things on the bulletin board you'd be allowed to read as well. Certainly if it has a list of the Zmanim of Davening, which you need to know, or your husband asks you, can you please check when you go to, you go to that shul, can you please check what time they're Davening Milcha? I want to Daven Mincha there later today. So as you're looking for that, your eyes, cruise over the pizza shop advertisement and other things that are usher to read on Shabbos. So you didn't do an aveira. You can't say, well, I can't look there because when I look there, automatically I see certain things. As long as you just, it catches your eye or your eye catches it, but then you move on, even if the hechrich, you read it. I mean, you read some of it because that's the way that your brain functions. When your eyes see the word pizza shop, your brain reads in your brain, it says pizza shop. You didn't say the words, but you read it in your, what we call reading. So that's not an ister. Or let's say the other case, the bus passes by and there's an advertisement on the side of the bus. Hopefully it's not okay, especially if you live in Florida. In Florida, all the buses advertise lawyers who are defending people that had traffic accidents, Rahman, it's not car accidents. I think every single bus in the city, is advertising that, it seems to me. So hopefully that's totally irrelevant to you. But there may be other, whatever it is, but even if it's irrelevant, we just said before, so it might not be story Yotis Mamish, but it doesn't mean it's worth to read it. But the fact that if a bus passes by and your eyes, catch that, or if you pass by the bus stop and there's an advertisement inside, in the stand of the bus stop there, in the shelter of the bus stop, that's not an avera. Of course, once you realize that you're reading it and that's something you can't read, so you have to stop. You can't continue to read it and to look into it and say whatever it is. But the fact that your eyes saw it, it's not like you don't have to go home every shot Sunday morning and do vidui and say I'm the Bagadun because I my eyes saw this and my eyes saw that, etc. That's not the iser. It's not just that. What could you do? You did your best. No, it's more than that. It's not usser. It's not an iser if your eyes just see something. Even if it's something you're not allowed to read, but if your eyes see it and your brain reads a few words, it's not usher. What would be usher to do would be to, it says, oh, let's see what it has to say, and then to focus on it and concentrate. That's what would be usher. So if you need to look for the zmanim on the luach of the shul, or if you need to check for that bar mitzvah invitation, you want to know what shul it's at or where the kiddush is, etc., you're allowed to do that, even if your eyes may see some things not that they shouldn't. Now, it's good if somebody would be able to be in charge of cleaning the bulletin board before Shabbos and taking down things that don't belong, or at least turning them over, pinning them backwards so that you can't read them until after Shabbos, then putting them back, that would be best. It'd certainly be best if these other, because now some people might not know the difference. They might stand there and read the ad from the pizza shop or from the mechanic or for whatever it is. But you who know that, but if that didn't happen and nobody took it down, you who know the difference are allowed to look for the permissible things. And you don't have to worry about the non-permissible things as long as you then don't continue to focus on it. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will continue, hopefully, with this important topic, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night. Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.